Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we move ahead now from Galatians 6:7 to Galatians 6:8. Galatians 6:7, you may recall, says, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Verse 8 goes along with it. It further explains it, and it says, "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Verse 7 has to do with the law of the harvest in broad general terms, and tells us that you can't fool God, because whatever you sow, you will reap. If you sow good things, righteous things, godly things, you're going to reap all kinds of wonderful benefits in return. I promise you that. God will see to it. God is God. But if you sow bad things, sinful things, dishonest things, hypocritical things, then you're going to reap a bad harvest. You're not going to be able to fool God. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever you sow, that, exactly that, is what you're going to reap. What you do in secret that you think other people don't know about, and probably most of them don't, God does. And what you sow in secret, you're going to reap. And eventually, you're going to reap it in the open, I'm afraid, dear friend. You need to understand that. This is a broad general principle, meaning that we reap what we sow. But now we move along to verse 18, which expands it a little bit further and narrows the scope somewhat. Verse 7, broad general, it applies to every area of life. Now this verse, in verse 8, narrows it down a little bit in scope. And it tells us you can't avoid the harvest, no matter what you think. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Those are the two options. You cannot avoid the harvest. Paul goes on to explain and expand what he said in verse 7. That's why verse 8 begins with the word "for." This is a further explanation. Verse 7 again, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap." Well, why is that so? For, here it is, verse 8, "He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Now, here we have two pairs of contrasts. Flesh or Spirit. Corruption or everlasting life. Those are the two pairs of contrast. Flesh, which goes with corruption. Spirit, which goes with everlasting life. Flesh, that's our flesh. When we sow to our flesh, that is to our fallen nature, our Adamic nature, our sinful nature, what are we going to reap? Corruption. Because our fallen, sinful, Adamic nature is corrupt. And the seeds of death are already in it. And if we sow in that realm, then we're going to reap in that realm. But if you sow in the realm of the Spirit, and now the Spirit is God's Spirit, the flesh is our flesh, but the Spirit is God's Spirit. And if you sow in the realm of the Spirit, then you're going to reap in the realm of the Spirit. You're going to reap what God's Spirit promises, what God's Spirit produces, what God's Spirit energizes. He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit, not his Spirit, but the Spirit, will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Well, what is sowing to the flesh? Paul already explained that in chapter 5, verse 19, when he said, Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. That's the flesh. That's the natural desire of the fallen Adamic man who is not changed and indwelt by the Spirit of God. Those are things that are in the realm of the flesh. And if you sow in that direction, that means that's the way you live, that's where you go, that's what your heart desire is, that's what you do, then what are you going to reap? The law of sowing and reaping, you're going to reap what you sow. Whatsoever a man soweth, that, and exactly that, he will also reap. So what is reaping corruption? Well, it is deterioration, decay, destruction, ruin. That's what it is. Corruption, which is progressively downward and ever more destructive. Corruption is a process. When a body dies, it begins to decay and corrupt, depending on the climatic conditions in which it is corrupting. Decaying, it will happen fairly rapidly or sometimes rather slowly. But it is a process that takes place over a period of time, and the farther it goes, the more irreversible is the result. That's just the way it works. And Paul tells us that's the way it works in life. If you sow to the flesh, you love the flesh, reap corruption. Well, what does it mean to sow to the Spirit? Well, Paul told us what that is too in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is, listen to it, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's in the realm of the Spirit. And sowing in the Spirit is to sow in those areas, which, of course, we can't do in the strength of the flesh, but we can do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. If we have been saved by the Spirit of God, regenerated by the Spirit of God, birthed into the family of God by the Spirit of God, and indwelt by the Spirit of God, then we can sow in these areas. This is what sowing to the Spirit is. Sow love to God and to others, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, by the power of the Spirit. Christ-likeness, that's what this is. Sowing Christ-like characteristics in our lives and into the lives of people around us. Sowing in the realm of the kingdom of God rather than in the kingdom of darkness. And those who sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting, divine life, Christ-likeness now and for all eternity. Now that's what the text tells us. Verse 7, you cannot fool God. Verse 8, you cannot avoid the harvest. The reason you can't avoid the harvest is because you can't fool God. I'm sorry. God has built some principles into his way of operating in this universe. And you can look at it as the natural laws of harvest. And actually, God has put a lot of illustrations around us in this world to show us how the law of harvest works. You can see how it works with the farmer. Now, please understand that this applies to every area of life. And God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, the one who set the stars in their orbit, the one who makes everything work according to its design in perfect harmony and order, God is the one who has put this law of the harvest into place, and he will guarantee that it will work exactly the way he said it would work. You are a fool if you think you can sow to the flesh and reap to the Spirit. You're a fool if you think that. You're a fool if you think that you can fool God and do the things that He says will reap corruption, but somehow you're going to get a different result. You're a fool. You cannot fool God. You cannot avoid the harvest of what you have sown. David found that out as a child of God, a saved man. Nevertheless, he sowed to his flesh, and of the flesh he reaped corruption, because, you see, the law of the harvest doesn't negate itself for God's children. Just because we're the children of God doesn't mean that we can avoid it. That's what this is saying. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, whether he's a sinful man or a Christian man, whatever a man sows, or a woman, that he will also reap. He who sows to his flesh, even if he's a child of God, but he's off sneaking around sowing to his flesh, he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. Ask David if he avoided the law of the harvest. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now let me ask you some questions as we close out the broadcast today. Number one, ask yourself these questions. Ask this question of yourself. Am I a true believer in Jesus Christ? If you're spending most of your time sowing to the flesh, even though you claim to be a Christian, you really need to examine your faith to see if it is genuine. Examine your heart to see if you're a true child of God. Ask God to show you. The question is not, have I prayed a prayer? The question is, have you been born again? The question is not, have I walked an aisle? The question is, have you been born again? The question is not, did I ask Jesus into my heart? The question is, did the Spirit of God do a regenerating work in my soul? Am I a true believer in Jesus Christ? Do I have a changed heart? That's question number one. Question number two, as a believer, am I sowing in the realm of the Spirit as faithfully as I should? As a believer in Jesus Christ, if you answer that question in the affirmative, yes, I know by God's grace I am saved. As a believer, am I sowing in the realm of the Spirit as faithfully as I should? Yes or no? And if the answer is no, then whatever you know in your life is contrary to sowing to the Spirit, then confess that as sin. And forsake that right now and commit yourself anew to sowing to the Spirit. Question number three. As a believer, am I avoiding sowing in the realm of the flesh as faithfully as I should? Yes or no? You know the answer to that. And if you are dabbling in the flesh, sowing to the flesh, then confess that as sin and forsake that. And number four, as an unconverted person, if that's what you are, what can I do, since I have no spiritual power within me, to sow as I ought? And what you can do is to acknowledge your true condition and go to Christ and beg for mercy. Because He's the one who said, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. What you don't want to do is go on mocking God. What you don't want to do is to continue to sow where you don't want to reap. You can't fool God, and you cannot avoid the harvest. Until tomorrow, good day. May God give you His eternal peace.